Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Audioboom can put audio at the heart of your social media, allowing your audience to listen to your best audio stuff, interviews, clips, or whatever, directly in their Twitter or Facebook feeds. Now, on the other side of it, if you want to get your listeners' voices on the air, Audioboom has a tool that lets you capture their audio messages right through your website, and then you can use those messages in your programming. What about monetization, you ask? Audioboom can do pre-rolls. This just in, really, just before we recorded this program, the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, released its revenue report for the first half of 2014. On the top line, recording industry revenues down 5% over the same period in 2013. The trend continues, moving from ownership of music to access of music, so streaming is up, streaming revenues are up, both on the advertising side and on the subscription side, and downloads of music are down. CD sales, of course, continue to slide very quickly to the downside. This report came out just before this program was recorded, so we'll do a deeper dive into the RIAA figures for the first half of 2014 in next week's Internet Radio Rewind. One of the potentially most important developments in this field is also the most difficult to understand. It's about music licensing and royalties, and here's what's going on. In the U.S., there is no federal copyright protection for records made before 1972. Surprised by that? Well, 1972 is when the Copyright Act started, and it does not look backward. This year, with so many parts of music licensing under government review, those oldies bands and their labels and their lobbying groups are pushing for a correction to this loophole in the law. Many lawsuits are being argued in state courts, hoping to get a foothold in changing federal law. The first of these decisions came in a class-action lawsuit brought by the 60s band The Turtles, and it's a whopper. A judge in California ruled for the artists, saying they deserve royalties for use of their records. The plaintiffs are asking for $100 million in damages, and remember, this is for just one state. And now for the complications. The lawsuit was brought against Sirius XM only, the Satcaster, but it does have potential impact across online services, broadcast radio, and even venues like bars and restaurants. This case was held in a federal court but ruling over California law, and so that's a jurisdictional conflict. The decision is certain to be appealed, and it might not be upheld, but it might be. And despite the unknowns, this case is helpful for legacy artists of the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. Everybody is talking about this ruling. If nothing else, it provides a foothold in the larger argument to change federal law, and that's the brass ring for artists and labels. Of all the decisions that Congress in the U.S. has to make in the next year and a half, this could be the easiest to execute. Music identification company Shazam belatedly released earnings for the second half of 2013. It's not a happy picture, as the company reportedly suffered increased losses and decreased revenue over comparable past periods. Still, Shazam is arguably the market leader in music ID apps. It has partnered with Warner Music Group to start a Shazam label, and it has partnership agreements with music services and Apple's new mobile operating system, iOS 8. In the crucial field of music identification, Shazam is a major player, but the financials last year were seemingly headed in the wrong direction. Here's a crowdsourced update of the Apple U2 debacle. You remember from last week, Apple bought the rights to exclusively distribute U2's new album, Songs of Innocence, and did so directly to the mobile devices of about 500 million Apple users. Now, that didn't go over too well, as people complained about having free content pushed at them, they complained about their devices being invaded, and they called U2 a virus. Not the best PR in the world. So on Rain News, we asked readers what they thought about the free music. Gift or gaffe? We set up a poll, and the results are fairly forgiving. Nearly two-thirds of those who responded said the U2 album was a gift. Free music and get over it. A major rumor is afoot. and that is that Apple might close down Beats Music. A lot depends on what you mean by close down. The rumor started on the tech business blog TechCrunch, which cited multiple unnamed sources saying that Apple would shutter Beats, which it just acquired in May. Apple quickly denied the rumor. TechCrunch held its ground, sort of, saying their sources claimed that at least Beats Music would be renamed. Well, that is feasible. Remember that Apple recently acquired Swell Radio, a podcast listening app, and instantly shut it down hard. That doesn't mean Apple won't use the Swell technology. It's not going to get out of the podcast business, and it prefers all its products to carry the Apple iWhatever trademark. So, as the company mulls how and when it will enter the field of on-demand music, which is presumably why it acquired Beats in the first place, part of that decision is whether to keep the Beats Music name or to rename it. One thing to remember, though, Beats Music is bundled with the AT&T phone service. That could complicate any rebranding effort on Apple's part. Here's an item about progressive radio. Boston public radio station WBUR is the first terrestrial broadcaster to put an app into Google Glass, the wearable computer. We spoke with John Davidow, executive editor of New Media at WBUR, and learned that the app was developed and contributed to the station by a listener. It is so often the case that innovations happen at the grassroots level and percolate up to prime time. Congratulations to the developer, whose name is Lucas Barron, and to WBUR. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Audioboom hosts this podcast, and it can host yours too. The player is beautiful and fully branded. Rain is ramping up for Rain Summit Europe, the third European installation of the Summit series of industry conferences. The speaker list is shaping up fast. Keynoters Will Page, the chief economist of Spotify in the UK, and Guy Phillipson, CEO of the Interactive Advertising Bureau, also of the UK, are both on board. The agenda covers mobile to monetization, streaming to sales. Go to the Summits section of rainnews.com. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember to subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.